Alaska had more than 5,000 deaths last year. And of those, more than 500 were above what could be expected in a normal year. Those are what's known as excess deaths. And last year wasn't a normal year because there was a global pandemic. Public health experts across the country are examining excess deaths as they study whether significantly more people are dying from COVID-19 than what's being recorded. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
A new report says Alaska had a preliminary count of 529 excess deaths last year. The numbers are still coming in and will likely go up. But that's already more than twice as many as the deaths Alaska doctors have determined the coronavirus disease caused in 2020. Rebecca Topol compiles Alaska's excess deaths reports. She emphasizes that the state numbers are preliminary, and she says it's too soon to draw conclusions.
Some of those may be unidentified COVID cases, but we don't really know the answer to that. How many of those other ones that are not attributed to COVID might be COVID-related?
There are specific conditions and causes related to Alaska's excess deaths in 2020, including elevated levels of diabetes, cancer, and heart disease deaths. But the excess death figures are especially important to public health experts to understand the effect of pandemics and other disasters. With COVID-19, some of the excess deaths could have come indirectly from the pandemic, from things like healthcare capacity shortages or patients putting off medical care because they were afraid to go to the doctor during the pandemic. But public health experts nationally have been concerned that people who haven't been tested for or diagnosed with the virus are dying from it. For example, a recent study says inadequate testing for the coronavirus likely contributed to the difference between the number of excess deaths of otherwise healthy young people and the recorded COVID-19 count. Alaska State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says this may reflect a broader issue.
I suspect this is happening throughout the country, here in Alaska and in other states as well. A number of these excess deaths are probably attributable at some level to the epidemic, whether or not the person had actually had COVID-19 and it was not detected, they actually weren't tested, or some other potential factors.
Part of the challenge is that even highly skilled doctors may not be certain of all of the causes of death when they fill out death certificates. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says there are limitations to what doctors can know.
Yeah, I think that as a clinician, it can be hard, right? Someone comes in and they're sick and you're trying to figure out what's going on. And maybe they're older and they have underlying heart disease. And then maybe they test positive for COVID or they don't test positive for COVID or they had COVID previously, but now they've had a heart attack. And so it's not like you just like open up a flap or a note and you can see exactly what their cause of death was and what happened and all the causes. You're trying to put this together clinically.
Nationally, there have been 73,000 more excess deaths than reported COVID-19 deaths during the pandemic. Zink says it will take time to know the true number of people who died from COVID-19 or the other causes of excess deaths related to the pandemic.
And I think there will be hundreds of papers coming out for the next multiple years looking back on this pandemic and trying to understand this virus and how much attributable death was to COVID or to other things.
A final state report on 2020 excess deaths is expected later this year. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.